I think there is definitely a strong dose of reality setting in government now. Private sector hasn't been able to pay bonuses for the past 3 years, and we were marveling at one employer who seemed completely immune to all these other things that were happening to other employers and kept on increasing salaries and paying bonuses all this time.
Dr. Zhou, your response.
In our view, the decision is as unfortunate as it is ill-conceived, because we believe that it's justifying inefficiency and that it is not the best way to promote industrial harmony, that the government unilaterally, without consulting its employees, unilaterally just declares. It's a militaristic approach of command and control, and would not really motivate workers to work hard.
But Mr. Mfugari, is this not going to backfire, because those bonuses are actually used by employees to stimulate the economy? So if the employees do not have that buying power, is this not going to have a negative impact on the economy?
Yes, it will. Most decidedly it will. But we are looking here at the realities of the situation. You cannot borrow money to pay bonuses so that you can then stimulate industries. That is the wrong way of going about it. The employer doesn't have the money, and therefore the employer is simply facing the reality that they have totally run out of fiscal space now, and they are saying, we will now have to do without bonus. In my opinion, I entirely agree with the minister when he says the only other alternative would have been to pay that bonus through borrowing, and then you have to tax people even more to pay back that borrowing. And that, to me, would have done even more harm than simply not paying bonus in the first place.
Dr. Zhou, your response, the employer is having a reality check. Do you agree?
I don't agree, because there are several possible ways of raising revenue in the government. And I think Mr. Mfukari could be speaking on behalf of the industry, but there are differences with the government. I can give examples like our minerals. There is lack of transparency, accountability, and equity in terms of boundless resources that we have. We have also ministries, like in the Ministry of Education, we have four ministries that could collapse into one ministry. There is no need to have a Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Sports, Psychomotor, Higher and Tertiary. This could be simply one ministry with four departments. We have also districts that have four MPs that could be simply collapsed into one constituency.
Mr. Mfugari, is the government bloated?
I am very sympathetic to the sentiments Dr. Zhou is expressing. I think it was unfortunate that there wasn't a discussion about this beforehand, but as he quite rightly said, I'm speaking on behalf of employers who have found it impossible to pay bonuses for the past 3 years. And I must say, in our case as the private sector, we have been discussing with our workers, and the workers know why there has not been any bonus for the past 3 years. As I am speaking to you now, there are a lot of companies who still haven't paid much salaries, but the workers know exactly what is happening, and they understand.